maybe this weekend you're going to go tie one on, have some drinks with some friends and stuff like that. Well, someone used Google data to find the top drunken munchies in every state.
All right, so people reach for these the most when they've had a few drinky drinkies.
Yeah, you know, you get a little hungry after you've, you know, had some beverages. You're like, what do you gravitate towards first? Most of the country, burgers is the number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a nice, big old, fat, greasy, juicy
burger. Greasy burger,
yes,
and fries.
Chicken wings, second on that list.
Okay.
I will say, for Kentucky and Indiana, neither one of those was the top choice, according to Google
Trends.
Seriously? Yep, according to Google data. The number one drunken munchie for Indiana, grilled cheese.
Okay, all right, I can see that. Still greasy.
Is that a thing? Like, I'm not from Indiana. I'm from Ohio originally. I lived in Indiana for a few years. But is that a thing where it's, you know, it's a statewide sort of like, all right, let's – kind of like euchre, you know, like playing cards.
Yeah, that's an Indiana thing.
Yeah, it's an Indiana kind of a Midwestern thing. Is like making grilled cheese when you're drunk sort of a thing?
I don't think so, because to me sounds like more effort – then I need to be engaged in if you're that state. Like you, I feel like you go through a drive-through,
okay,
and get something made for you, and that's typically what we would do: either fourth meal or we go get a greasy burger.
Right, right.
White Castle, any of those? Yes, what? Those were typical when I was spending my drunk days in Indiana.
Well, Kentucky's not much better. It's a quesadilla for Kentucky. So
I mean, a quesadilla,
basically the same thing.
That is random.
Yeah, quesadilla. I'll tell you, I just had a quesadilla last night, and it's from a little taco truck down the street, and oh my gosh, some banging quesadillas. But
I'm not knocking on quesadillas. It's just an unusual choice after you've been drunk. I will say, though, that my spontaneous purchase of a quesadilla maker at the grocery store, best thing ever. We use it all the time.
Well, I'll say that they haven't told me one way or the other, but I would imagine once my college-aged daughters get into that whole scene, that will be their go-to, because they...
Tortillas or grilled cheese?
Quesadillas.
Oh, quesadillas.
Yeah, because they make quesadillas several times a week.
Yeah, they're just easy. They're easy to make.
That is their go-to. Right.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Kelly, we should clarify something. Bethany points out, hey, wait, you go through a drive-through if you're drunk?
No, you're not driving. You're the passenger.
Yeah, you're the passenger for sure. You got a DD. Sarah says, I love a good grilled ham and cheese when I'm drunk. My husband's from Indiana and doesn't like grilled cheese, though. Oh, wow.
Oh,
is that even legal? Like,
that is not American.
Grilled cheese is it's a very, very common and
it's delicious.
But yeah, I mean, I could go for some good drunk food right now.
Okay, even though you are sober. Let's clarify that.
Oh, my gosh. I got a text from a listener. Yes, I once made and ate 8 grilled cheeses.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, when you get in it, you're just like, yeah. And, you know, I could understand that. If you've got like the little, you know, the long sandwich making white bread, you know.
Yeah.
That's super easy to do. You can slap on some butter, toss it, and you got the griddle going. Oh, yeah. American cheese, get out of here.
I will say this. The spray butter does a delightful job. Ends up being the kid's favorite in this house.
Well, sure. And I could see how the spray butter also, you know, if you don't want to get it too buttery, but why wouldn't you?
It
could help cut back on that.
If you like it crispier, yeah.
Do you dip your grilled cheese in anything?
No. I mean, tomato soup is delicious, but most of the time, no.
You don't do the ketchup?
Yeah, chips.
You don't do the ketchup?
Ketchup?
You've never dipped grilled cheese in ketchup?
No, sir.
That has been a thing at our house for as long as I can remember.
Now, my daughter did try the grilled cheese dipped in butter. She said it was next level.
Well, yeah, I could see that for sure.
Yeah.
But next time, just offer as a little, just put a little squirt on the side of their plate of ketchup. Don't tell them. Let them know. Just let them find out that magic on their own. Because dipping the grilled cheese in ketchup. Yeah. Okay.
Listen, get a text. No, Ben, no. You're doing it wrong.
Bethany says Waffle House reigns supreme as the drunk man's food. Now, listen,
take the Uber there.
But,
yeah,
but we didn't say what fast food establishment is great for drunk food.
But
we
just said Waffle House has to be up there.
What food? Yeah,
right.
Brenda says I found out that my drunk craving also turned into my pregnancy craving.
PB&J's.
Yeah, PB&J's. Man, I'll tell you, that is a good. That's a good go-to too. It like. It just, it's thick, it sticks to you, it
yeah,
fills
you
up.
Yeah, put it on toast. Toast the bread first, then the PB&J. Makes it feel artisan.
Mmm.
That's my key.
Oh, is it in Bruce Almighty? Someone, Renee had texted in and said, never thought of dipping grilled cheese in anything but chili or chicken noodle soup until watching Bruce Almighty, and I was awakened to the whole ketchup thing.
Oh, that's the ketchup thing?
I didn't even know if that was... I mean, I've seen Bruce Almighty, but I didn't know that that was a thing in Bruce Almighty, the whole ketchup.
Oh.
But yeah, seriously, grilled cheese, dip it in some ketchup, and it's fantastic.
Oh, okay. Amber from down the street said grilled cheese and bacon.
Oh, yeah, That's good.
Yeah, you could do that. And grilled PB&J.
I was
going to
say, you
amazing,
can always
yes.
do the PB&J grilled, too. And as a drunk food, there is nothing more comfort and better.
So good.
All right.
So good. Oh, Jim, the school bus driver, is very on board with your ketchup dipping idea. So Kelly hasn't dipped her grilled cheese in ketchup. She leads a sheltered life. Very judgy, Jim. But
I'm just saying, Kelly, you know, now's a great time, or this weekend is a great time to open up your world and your family's world to dipping your grilled cheese in ketchup.
I really don't live in a ketchup world. Honestly, that has never really been a condiment that I'm looking back that I really ever incorporate. Like on burgers, I'm a mayo girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't do a lot of, or ranch. I don't do ketchup.
Yeah, Beth agrees with the quesadillas thing. Yeah, she'd totally go quesadillas as her drunk food of choice.
Ordering pizza and cheese sticks. Yes,
yeah,
they bring it to you. So
yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere. That's genius.
For sure. All right.
Why hasn't more people? There has to be a state or something that says pizza delivery when you're drunk favorite. There has to be. Like the rest of the country, I feel like that has to be.
Pizza only was, it looks like South Carolina.
Okay.
Favored pizza as their drunk food of choice. And then one of those, like, couple of those New England states, I don't know, they get too close
really?
Together. Yeah, like Vermont or something
you
like that.
You can't tell.
No, it's Connecticut. It's Connecticut. I was looking at it in a map, and I was like, man, I don't even know what state
that is. I'm not in fifth grade. I didn't take that test.